A while back, I saw a story about a teenager named Derek who lived in Arkansas. Derek's mom was very sick, and so she was unable to work and unable to provide for Derek and his many siblings, and so Derek is the one in the family who went out to work. He worked at UPS and earned $11.90 an hour just loading and unloading boxes. And the UPS plant where he worked was 5 miles away from his house, but because he didn't have a car and there was no public transit, he walked to work every day and back home again, making the 10-mile round trip day after day after day, walking, getting up early enough for a shift that always started at 4 a.m., and he was never late. Derek's story is just one of the many stories, one of the many examples that you could find in the world of the type of attitude that Jesus is describing in the section we're looking at this week looks like, an attitude of service. And that's what Jesus considers great. And Jesus says it's not an attitude that should just sometimes dictate what we're doing, but it's the only attitude that should dictate what we're doing. And think about what that means. If my only goal is to serve, then that means I should never be concerned at all about whether or not I'm going to be rewarded for doing that. If my only goal is to slave away for someone's benefit, then that means that I should never be concerned about gaining any type of higher status, which means that my happiness and my satisfaction should never go up and down based on how many people like me or notice me or appreciate me or tell me that I'm doing great things for them. If my only goal really is to use my whole life for everyone else's benefit, then that means I should continue to serve people even when they hurt me, even when they don't consider how their actions are going to affect me. That's the attitude of Jesus. In the book of Philippians, it says this. I mean, the expectation is your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. That's what it says. That's what greatness looks like. That's the kind of life that Jesus says makes the greatest type of difference. And tomorrow we'll talk about why that's sometimes a hard attitude to put into practice.